Romans 3, verses 21 and 22. But now completely apart from the law, a righteousness from God has been made known. The law and the prophets testify to it. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all and over all who believe. You've probably heard the saying, nobody's perfect. We often say that when we've made some kind of a mistake. It's a way of admitting that we are not going to do the right things every time. We're not always going to make the right decisions. We're not always going to make the best choices in our lives. And that is a true statement. We are not perfect. We can all think of things we've done wrong. We can think of things we've done wrong to other people, such as angry words we should not have said to them, or dishonest actions that hurt them, or harboring hurtful thoughts in our hearts toward them. We can also think of things we've done wrong against God. We have not treated him the way we should. We have misused his holy name. We have not always listened carefully to his word. We have not always shown love to him by what we do. Whether young or old, rich or poor, we are not perfect people. The Bible says so too in Romans 3, verse 10. It says, there is no one who is righteous, not even one. But righteousness is important. It cannot simply be ignored. We all know that's the way we are supposed to be. We're supposed to do everything right all the time. That is the ideal. And when we die and Jesus must judge whether or not we will be allowed to live with him forever in heaven, what should we say to him? Should we say, nobody's perfect? I was good enough. Do you think that good enough righteousness will satisfy God? Unfortunately, only perfect righteousness will satisfy him. And that's bad news for us, because the righteousness that we have is not good enough. Our good deeds are not good enough for God to say, you have earned eternal life with me. We simply make too many mistakes. We are too sinful. We have done wrong too many times. Our own righteousness that is in us cannot get us into heaven. It falls short. We need a different righteousness to reach heaven. We need a righteousness that is outside of us. This righteousness is made known to us in Christ Jesus. We recently celebrated the birth of Jesus at Christmas. We remember how Mary and Joseph went down from Nazareth to Bethlehem. When she was about to have her baby, they could not find a regular guest room because the town was so crowded. We remember too how the shepherds saw the angels out in the fields and then came to see Jesus. But now it is important to think about not just how Jesus was born, but who he is who came. He looked like an ordinary child, but he was not an ordinary child at all. At Jesus' baptism, it was revealed that he was not just an ordinary man. The Bible says after Jesus was baptized, he immediately went up out of the water. Suddenly the heavens were opened for him. He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and landing on him. And a voice out of the heavens said, this is my Son, whom I love. I am well pleased with him. God the Father's voice from heaven said, this is my Son. I am well pleased with him. Jesus was the Son of God, and he was perfectly righteous. God said, "I am well pleased with him." Nobody is perfect. That's true of us. But it was not true of Jesus. Jesus is made known to us as the perfectly righteous Son of God. Jesus has the kind of righteousness that we need. A righteousness that is outside of us. Here's a way of expressing it that might stick with you. An alien righteousness. You can put that picture in your head for a moment. An alien righteousness. A righteousness that's not in us. It is foreign to us. Out of this world, maybe. And this righteousness has been given to you and to me freely by God's grace. Jesus suffered on the cross for our sin, our unrighteousness, and he gave us this alien righteousness. This righteousness is what the Apostle Paul calls in Romans a righteousness from God. And this is good enough to get us to heaven. You have Jesus' righteousness. I have Jesus' righteousness. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter if you are young or old, rich or poor. You have the righteousness you need from God through Jesus. At Christmas, we learn how Jesus was born. But in the weeks after Christmas, he is revealed as the giver of righteousness. Now, when we stand before the judge in heaven, we won't plead, "Nobody's perfect," but instead we will plead, "I have righteousness from God in Jesus." Amen. Hymn 377, verses 1, 2, 5, and 6. 377, 1, 2, 5, 6.